And so, how would you tell a person how to not get what they don't want?
Do not think about it. Do not give thought to that which you do not want, for your attention to it attracts it. The more you think about it, the clearer you will be. The clearer you are, the more emotion comes forth. Of course, if there is negative emotion, you do not want it. And if there is positive emotion, you do.
We're what I'd call a very civilized society, and in all economical material effects, doing relatively well, I would say. And yet, I don't see a particular joy in the people that I see around me on the streets and in the businesses and so on and so forth. Is that because of that factor that you talk about, that they have very little wanting and but a strong belief?
It is. You see, contentment comes from only one place, from wanting and then allowing and then receiving. And so those things that you are allowing, that you are not really wanting, they are not very exciting or very satisfying to you.
Right. You've also said that when our wanting is passionate, that our belief doesn't need to be so strong. So how would you go about getting that passion into the workshop that you speak of?
There must be a beginning place for all things. In other words, many who we are interacting with will say, Abraham, I hear what you are saying, but I do not know what I want. And so we say, begin by saying, I want to know what I want. For in setting forth that statement, you will become a magnet that will attract all sorts of data from which you can make your decisions. Beginning somewhere and letting the law of attraction deliver unto you examples and choices, and then the more you think about it, the clearer you will be.
Could a person create in one particular direction when they've been led to believe by someone else that they're destined to create in a different direction?
If the wanting is enough, in other words, the mother that we mentioned earlier was taught by her society and by her own life experience that she could not pick up an automobile that weighed so much. And yet when her wanting was keen enough, she was able to do it. And so if the wanting is great enough, those beliefs can be overridden. Beliefs are very powerful, however, and they are slow to change. And so great wanting is important in that example.
But are there any thoughts from our past lives that are still creating or capable of creating in this current physical experience?
There are not. All beliefs that you hold have been created here in this physical life experience. There is much confusion about that. And it comes largely because those who are here are not wanting to accept that they are the creator of their experience. And so as they come to understand that they are, then they say, I'm a broader being than this one life experience. And they try to expand their awareness beyond. They say, I am fat in this life experience because I starved to death in the last. And we say, there is not that from past life experience which is influencing that which you are doing now. Unless in some way you have become aware of it and you are now giving it attention.